With Election Day less than 2 weeks away, many in Colorado are looking to a growing group of Latino voters who could be a big part of deciding the outcome. And yet, Latinos have been historically underrepresented in political office in the Roaring Fork Valley. Eleanor Bennett spoke with two local voters about what political representation means to them.
As of the 2010 census, about 30% of Eagle and Garfield counties are Latino, and this number has likely grown in the last 10 years. Garfield County resident Jasmine Ramirez says it's past time for her elected officials to reflect that reality.
You have to question why nobody on that leadership team for the county is Latino.
Ramirez says she saw the same problem at the school board level as well. That's what prompted her to run last year. She became one of the first Latinas to be elected to the Roaring Fork School Board. Ramirez says she didn't consider running until she realized her son, who is on the autism spectrum, wasn't getting adequate care at school.
That was really hard, and I think it really just continued to be my motivator in saying, like, you know, if it's so hard for me as an autism parent, as a bilingual parent, to advocate for my child in this setting, you know, how much harder is it for the non-English speaking family?
Since joining the school board, Ramirez says she's seen tangible changes in the way the district supports students with learning disabilities and non-English speaking families. But she says there's still a long way to go, not just at the schools, but across the county. And she's watching the Garfield County Commissioner race closely with Democratic candidate Beatriz Soto.
If she wins, my daughter will have the first Latina County Commissioner in our county as a role model.
But the idea of representation is complicated, and Tanya Perea-Dos considers it to be just one piece of the puzzle when it comes to her vote. She's a fourth-generation Coloradan and grew up in a conservative Republican family.
I will be the first to say I was very impressed with Beatriz. However, as Latinos and Hispanics as a whole, being part of a culture that is conservative, we value life, we value our freedom, we value our familias.
Perea-Dos can't say how she's voting this election because she's the director of the nonpartisan Western Garfield County Chamber of Commerce. But she says she'll make her decision based on her values. In addition to her commitment to life, freedom, and family, she also believes in a clear pathway to citizenship for Latino immigrants and a healthy business community.
And so when I came into the chamber world, I was really surprised that we were not reaching out with such a strong Latino-Hispanic business presence, that we were not reaching out in a way that supported them.
Perea-Dos is the chamber's first Latina CEO. She says she's made outreach to the Latino and Hispanic communities a priority. She's led initiatives like creating the chamber's first Hispanic business council and providing a bilingual speaker at the chamber's Rifle office. Perea-Dos says the chamber will continue to grow their work with Latino and Hispanic communities, and she expects her government to do the same.
I'm an optimistic person by nature, so we're not going anywhere as Latinos and Hispanos, and I think that we need to recognize that we do have a seat at the table. We just have to go to the right tables.
Finding that right table is different for everyone. But as Jesse Acevello explains, it's a crucial step in upholding democracy. He's a political science professor at Denver University.
A lot of research has shown that if there's some sort of what we call descriptive representation, so that would be someone that's Latino, Latino, Latinx holding office, then constituencies will have a greater interest, be more involved, and have higher rates of turnout.
Acevello says he teaches a class on political representation and he wants his students to understand that while representation is important, it's not everything.
Representation won't fix the problems. It's just one step into, you know, addressing the needs of the community. There has to be continued engagement, and that's easier said than done.
Both Jasmine Ramirez and Tanya Perea-Dos know this to be true. Whatever happens this election, they say they'll keep pushing for a more inclusive future. I'm Eleanor Bennett, Aspen Public Radio News.